Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. It says, "For this is he who is spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Now, this was quoting a prophecy in Isaiah 43:3 that foretold that there would be a forerunner, someone who would come before the Messiah and would be crying in the wilderness saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight." Wow. And it came to pass. Imagine that, right? So two things. One is that there's something that you and I must do in preparing for the way of the Lord. There's something that we must do. We must, in the verse before it says, repent, that we have to search our hearts and say, "God, you know, what is there that I need to repent of? What is there that I need to make right?" Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing, and this is really cool to me, is as you see, again, this is a prophecy that was foretold of this, that John the Baptist would come. Now, when you look through this, through the Old Testament scriptures and you talk to Bible scholars, they say there's around 300 different prophecies that were told throughout the ages, throughout the Old Testament scriptures that are recorded down foretelling of this Messiah that would come. Now, you might say, someone might say, of course, we run across plenty of people who say, "Well, you know what? I don't think that, you know, I don't trust that, you know, this is truly the Messiah. I mean, you know, oh, that's no big deal that somebody would foretell that of this. You know, it could have been any man that could have fulfilled these things." Really? Really? Okay, really. Let's just take a look at this. What are the chances that just 8 different prophecies would be fulfilled in one person? So as we look at the probability throughout the ages of everyone who's been born, that they would fulfill just 8, according to a professor of mathematics from Pasadena City College, did this huge study where he examined what was a mathematic probability that this could have happened. And here's what they concluded at the end of this study that he led. It would be 1 in 10 to the 17th power. That would be like, to imagine what that looks like, that would be like covering the entire state of Texas 2 feet deep in silver coins. And then blindfolding a man and telling them that he can travel as far as he wishes, but he must pick up 1 silver dollar. Now, you've stirred these silver dollars across the entire state of Texas. You stirred it all up, and he's going to go out there blindfolded and pick that 1 silver dollar that's marked. What are the chances of that? Well, they're 10 to the 17th power. Now, you know what? Sometimes we see people do some, you know, squishy things with numbers, right? And but the American Scientific Association looked over his work, Professor Stoner's work, and they said that is based upon principles of probability, which are thoroughly sound, and that Professor Stoner has applied these principles in a proper and convincing way. So in other words, for you to say, for us to discount the fact that the Messiah was born and walked this earth and fulfilled these prophecies that were foretold, the odds are overwhelmingly against us that a man could have done this. It had to have been something that was orchestrated, that was prepared, that was planned. There has to be a creator. There has to be a God. There has to be Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed one. And so anyway, doesn't that just encourage your faith? And that's just 8, but yet there are 300 prophecies and there's 60 specific different prophecies that scholars say throughout the Old Testament scriptures, pointing to one person, the Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All right, let's walk out in the confidence of knowing that you and I serve the risen King, and we have staked our future on something that is secure. And now let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome day. And if you want to hear other episodes of this, you can subscribe to my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, Be a Catalyst. God bless.